Journal therapy is a powerful tool for personal development and well-being. But like any approach, it has its limitations and contraindications. It is essential for the journal therapy coach to know them well, in order to guide their practice in an ethical and responsible manner. A first limitation concerns people suffering from severe psychiatric disorders, such as major depression, bipolar disorders, psychotic disorders, or borderline states. For these people, the introspection sparked by writing can sometimes worsen symptoms by reactivating traumas or feeding negative ruminations. Kathleen Adams emphasizes that in these cases, journal therapy can only be a supplement to therapeutic and medicinal follow-up and must be practiced under the supervision of a mental health professional. Obsessive personalities can also struggle with introspective writing. Their tendency toward perfectionism and overcontrol can lead them to over-intellectualize their experiences, judge themselves harshly, or get lost in insignificant details. For these individuals, it may be beneficial to start with very structured and factual exercises before gradually exploring freer, more emotional writing. Another risk of journal therapy is to reinforce ruminations and rehashing when practiced without guidance. Some people tend to dwell on their problems and negative emotions, without managing to gain perspective or find solutions. Writing can then become an outlet that perpetuates suffering rather than a tool for transformation. The coach's role is to be vigilant to these negative spirals and to suggest exercises that open up new perspectives. The issue of confidentiality is also a limitation to take into account. Some people may fear that their journal will be read by nosy relatives, which censors their expression. Others may be reluctant to share intimate elements with the coach, fearing judgment or misuse. It is therefore crucial to clarify the confidentiality framework and, if necessary, propose alternatives, coded journal, secure storage. Another possible pitfall is to make writing an end in itself, disconnected from real life. Some people may take refuge in their journal and neglect to take concrete action on their situation. They find in writing a space of freedom and creativity, but struggle to transfer these acquisitions into their daily life. The coach must then help them bridge the gap between the insights on paper and the changes in their lives. Finally, journal therapy finds its limits in the face of issues that require multidisciplinary management, such as addiction, eating disorders, violence suffered. While writing can be a useful aid in these situations, it cannot replace appropriate medical, psychological, and social support. The coach must know how to guide towards competent professionals and adjust their intervention and complementarity. Despite these limitations, journal therapy remains a vast possibility approach, which can benefit a great number of people. The key is to use it in an adjusted and integrated manner, taking into account the specificities of each person. As Christina Baldwin beautifully puts it, the journal is a mirror in which we can look at ourselves with honesty and compassion. But it is then up to us to decide what we do with what we see in it. The role of the journal therapy coach is to help look into this mirror with lucidity and kindness, and to use the insights for better living and personal growth, step by step. Key points: journal therapy has limitations and contraindications that a coach must know well to practice ethically and responsibly. It is not suitable for people suffering from severe psychiatric disorders, major depression, bipolar disorder, psychosis, borderline states, except as a supervised supplement to therapeutic and medical care. Obsessive personalities may benefit from starting with very structured exercises before moving on to freer writing. Without guidance, journal therapy can reinforce negative ruminations and rehashing. The coach must identify these spirals and suggest exercises that open up new perspectives. Confidentiality must be clarified, and if necessary, alternatives suggested, coded journal, secure storage. The risk is to make writing an end in itself, disconnected from real life. The coach must help to transfer the skills gained into daily life. For issues requiring a multidisciplinary approach, addictions, eating disorders, violence, journal therapy is a supplement, but does not replace appropriate medical, psychological, and social support. The key is to use journal therapy in an adjusted and integrated manner, taking into account each person's individual specifics.